Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
A number of international companies, including General Motors, Electrolux, and Toyota, are suspending operations in Egypt as 3 days of violent clashes make the streets there unsafe in Cairo. It's nighttime now, but dozens have been killed today. At one point, a mosque was said to have been turned into a morgue. CBS correspondent in Cairo, Edward Uranian, joins us now to tell us more about what's happening. Edward, thanks for being with us.
Yes, Mary Beth. Thanks for having me. Well, it's one of those days correspondents will remember for a very long time. There was a lot of blood out in the streets, of course. And just being a correspondent is not safe these days. The one thing I would take issue with, though, is a lot of media outlets are assessing blame on this one, and it seems like they want to assess blame for political reasons, and I don't want to give you my opinion on political reasons, but I think the blame is very well shared by both sides.
Okay, so you mean that the military in charge of the government right now and the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yes, the Muslim Brotherhood seems to have pretty much declared war against the interim government, and the interim government seems to have pretty much declared war on the Muslim Brotherhood. So it's pretty much free season out there.
Certainly the Brotherhood is the one who called today a day of rage, right?
Yes, and the video on the Arab Sat channels was showing Muslim Brotherhood protesters, supporters, whatever you want to call them, shooting automatic rifles off of a bridge at God knows what down below.
Edward, if both sides are to blame, as you say, how is this to end?
Well, Mary Beth, you know, I spent 20 years in Beirut and I saw a civil war. We're seeing another civil war in Syria. Once you've got five or six international parties mixed up in a conflict, they all pull in different directions and they make matters worse. And that's exactly what seems to be happening right now. Every declaration by the European Union, by President Obama, by the Saudi King, the Turkish Prime Minister, the Qataris, they're all pulling in different directions and they're going to tear this country apart.
Are you seeing right now that anything good that came out of the Arab Spring is going to be lost?
I really didn't see a lot of good coming out of the Arab Spring to start with, to be perfectly frank with you. And I took issue with all the correspondents that flew in from New York to cover it at the time, and I still do. And I think it was not a good thing. And I think it was as much of a coup against former President Mubarak as what happened against President Morsi this time around. A coup is a coup is a coup.
Edward, we've heard, and I guess, you know, when you're starting to talk about hundreds of people, the exact numbers don't matter. Today, we've heard 50 or 60 people killed. Overall this week, 600 to 700 people. I know that the sun has gone down. Do things quiet in the evening at all?
Well, usually they go on for a few hours, at least until midnight, some bleeding over midnight. In fact, in the provinces where the curfew is not well enforced. But by prayer time in the morning, it's usually calmed down and people go to sleep and it's quiet for the morning. I'm expecting that to happen again tomorrow. What's going to happen after that is anyone's guess. I think, as I said, both sides have declared war on each other, so we're in for an ugly mess.
Edward, I have to ask you, and I know that you've been in war situations and in violent situations, but are you starting to think about how long you will stay there?
Well, to be perfectly frank with you, if you have snipers out in the road and you can't move around, I guess that's going to make it impossible to work here. As far as being targeted personally, I still haven't felt anyone targeting me as a person. And I feel that the people around me like me and want me to stay. So I don't know that I'm in a rush to leave. And my experience from Lebanon is not to rush for the exits when everyone else is.
But you have, from what you've said and how you sound, very little optimism.
No, I'm not terribly optimistic, especially judging by the international climate. And I think this story has an incredible undertow, which you're not seeing in the media, of interests that are pulling countries to support one side or the other side. And unfortunately, what's happening is just the people are suffering, and they're all going to pull for their interests. And what we're going to see is blood in the streets.
CBS's Edward Uranian talking with us live from Cairo. We appreciate you talking with us and sharing your perspective.
Thank you, Mary Beth.